Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The little Old Testament book of Esther is a record of Jewish history, but also it reveals the future for the Jewish people as well. That's the headline. In one moment, Steve Herzig joins me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about Purim. It's the book of Esther. Explain what Purim is all about.
You know, the book of Esther is the only book in the Bible where God's name is not mentioned. You have Esther, who her cousin told her not to tell anybody that she's Jewish, and Haman, who's a very wicked man, works with the king all this time to persecute the Jewish people, and her cousin tells her, look, if you don't do anything, something will happen, but maybe you're in that place for such a time as this. And so the book of Esther tells us the background to what we celebrate as Purim, and what happens is a series of coincidences, which you and I know are not coincidences, they're divine appointments, and the Jewish people are ultimately spared. They have great victory. They end up destroying those that would want to destroy them. And so even with God's name not mentioned, the Jewish people once again are saved. I would make the strong argument that if Purim didn't happen, there would be no Jesus Christ. That's how important these holidays are.
But when you jump into the future, we're talking about today. Persia at that time is now modern-day Iran. I put an article up on our website, Steve, that talked about the grave site of Esther and Mordecai, their tomb. It's in northern Iran, to defy the vow that they were going to destroy the Jewish people. I think they've come back and they've reincorporated that vow. They have threatened to wipe out the Jewish people as if they had never been. I mean, Mordecai and Esther speaking out from Iran about really God's protection of the Jewish people.
That's quite a statement, Jimmy. I really didn't know that that's where their graves were, but isn't that another reason for us as believers to just celebrate what God has done? And the
yes.
mere existence of Israel and the Jewish people is a testimony, and really to shake the fist at the memory of Haman, but even at the taunts that might come from Iran today.
Steve Herzig, the National Director for Friends of Israel, with the story behind Purim. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The book of Esther records how the Persian leader Haman tried to kill all the Jewish people on earth some 2,500 years ago. As Steve told us, though God is not mentioned in the book of Esther, he did save the Jewish people from complete annihilation. Persia today is Iran, and a Haman, by another name, is threatening to try to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. And the Iranian leaders say that they can do that in 9 minutes. Bible prophecy tells us that God will intercede once again to save the Jewish people from the Persians, the Iranians of today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...